Welcome back, stoners. This is Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, it's a very sad one, man. It's a very sad one. Platinum Kush. Anyway, stoners. Oh, man. I don't even know where to begin. This one, stoners, we're going to talk about police brutality. All right. And when it comes to police brutality, stoners, I'm rarely shocked or surprised because, well, I do know where to start. Let's start at the very beginning, stoners, okay? The institution of the law was only created to obtain and sustain black people. The first police officers were overseers, slave overseers, stoners. The people that looked over slaves and whipped them if they didn't pick the cotton fast enough or didn't pick enough cotton. That's who became the very first police officers. That's where our foundation of the law enforcement comes from. Overseers. So with that being said, let's just start with that, stoners, okay? Already, we're dealing with a corrupt situation. If that's the criteria we're going to start with, the basis of it is slavery overseers, okay? We're talking about police brutality today, stoners, because I have witnessed a video on Facebook. These police, I guess they were looking for somebody and they found this young man. I don't really have his name. I seen the video and I turned my podcast app on and I started recording. And here we go. They walked past the man on a balcony. He was on the phone. And for some reason, they just started asking him questions. And out of nowhere, they just started checking his pockets. And then immediately, they pushed him up. Well, I ain't gonna say pushed. They eased him up against the wall. And he hung up his phone call, which I think was a terrible mistake. He should have kept whoever was on the phone. He should have kept them on the line. But he hung up the phone call. And once that happened, four police officers, not one, not two, not three, but four police officers began beating this man within an inch of his life. One bald white police officer was hitting him so hard that his fist was hitting him in the jaw. The boy's head would bounce off of the wall back into his fist. So one punch became three, basically, after he hit him. So it'd be like a hit, his head would hit the wall, then come back, bounce back, and hit his fist. And he would repeat that until the child was unconscious. He was unconscious. And they still beat him halfway to the ground. Once he got on the ground, they hogtied an unconscious, unarmed man. I have never seen anything like this. And they had three quote-unquote good cops standing behind them. Like, whoa, what's going on? I don't know. Deer in headlights type things. So I don't want to hear this good cop, bad cop thing. That were all bad cops literally jumping this man. Then you hogtied an unarmed, unconscious man. And then on top of that, you charge him with some of the most bogus charges. I didn't even remember them because I never even heard them before, to be honest with you, stoner. So this is my thing, though, stoners. How are we going to... This is exactly why people hate cops. And not just black people. It's not because, A, the man that they punched up, yeah, he was light-skinned. But I've seen them videos of them gunning down and beating on white people, white women, white men, white children. Okay, stoners? Like, the police wonder why blue lives don't matter or why we hate cops. These are the reasons why. This is not an isolated situation, stoners. This is a situation that happens on the regular, and we need to, as a society, stop this. We need police to police the police. Can you dig that one? I'll run it back. We need police to police the police. You mess up like this, you got to deal with some other motherfuckers where they don't get paid unless they start bringing in some collars. Their livelihood depends on how many crooked cops can you come in. Y'all going to have to start going by the book. Huh? Stoners? What do you think about that? Police, that their only mission is to find crooked and unjust cops. Because I believe that they're not all bad cops out there. I've met some very, even the ones that were actually arresting me, stoners. I met some actually cool ones that arrested me because they could have been dicks, could have beat on me, could have charged me with stuff and planted stuff on me. But not only did they, you know what I'm saying, be cool about why they was arresting me, they let me know why. You know what I'm saying? They also, you know, hey, would you like to call somebody to come get your car so I don't tow it since I stopped you right here? You know what I'm saying? Caught me with roaches all up and through my car, but threw that out and just gave me a little ticket. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of thing, that type of cool. You know, there's bigger fish to fry. Yeah, I broke the law of speed. Let me get my ticket, but you ain't gotta harass me and mess with me. You know, cops feel like when they put that badge on that they have the right to do and say whatever they want to whoever they want, and that's just not true, sir. That's just not true, sir. We have rights. I ain't gonna say more, but hell, our taxes pay your salary. I hate to use that as such a cliche, but it is what it is. Okay. It is what it is, Tony. You know, for law-abiding citizens to respect and you know, just all around care about the law. Excuse me, Stones. I'm moving around in here. Hold on a second. I'm trying to clean this thing up. Okay. Sorry about that, Stones. But for us to move forward as a society, you know, as a stable, functioning, running society, we have to have some type of respect, some type of decorum with our law enforcement. We cannot be scared every time they pull us over or want to speak to us or anything of that nature, stoners. We can't. This can't be a dictatorship. We can't be like, oh shit, it's the cops every time we see them. We gotta have some type of diplomacy with these people. You know? Because they're here to stay. We need them in some aspects. Let's be honest. When things really hit the fan, you know, some people need those police. Now, me, as a law-abiding citizen, I have and never will call the police. You know, that's just my personal choice. That's just my personal choice. I don't recommend that for nobody because I don't want you to put yourself in a position where you need the officers, but you want to follow my lead, so you're not going to utilize them. And I want you to utilize those said officers. You know, that's what they're there for. Okay, stoners. So with all that being said, like, we have to remember who these people are. Okay, and let's stop fooling ourselves. Okay, stoners, let's really stop fooling ourselves. We need to know exactly who we're dealing with. Okay, these are normal human beings with power over you, or at least that's the illusion that we and the government give to them. And if you give any wrong person too much power, they will abuse it. We need, as a society, we need to hold the police departments responsible for hiring racist people. Hold them responsible for hiring previously fired officers for racism and bigotry. You know, they're hiring officers with these records of racism, bigotry, and unfair police work, and they still hire them. The police that beat on this young man and beat him unconscious, an unarmed, unsuspect, he did literally nothing wrong, but he got beat down because they were angry. You know what they got? They all got paid leave. They're sitting at a desk. That's it. All they did was change their job title. Well, you can't do that no more. You beat up somebody. Sit over here for a little while. Like, I don't understand that, stoners. Us as a society, we need to come together and take a stand, or they will walk all over us. Pineapple Fanta. Honestly, stoners, I want to see my kids grow. You know, I have 6 beautiful black children that are ready to run this earth and live their lives, but I'm scared for them to do it because I'm afraid for that they won't have the opportunity. Huh, stoners? I'm afraid you won't get the opportunity to be who you are because we have angry, racist, bigoted cops running around, and we have the police departments backing their play when they do something outrageous as shoot or hurt an unarmed citizen, and all they get is paid leave. You have to really get in the you know what to get an actual investigation started, stoners. So we need to stop relying on the police to be there for us, because they will not. I guarantee you, they will not be there for us. We have to be there for ourselves, stoners. Okay? As a society, we have to uprise against this tyranny of power given to men who have ego trips. Because that's all this is men in power with egos that need their ego stroked. So they try to decimate their power to the masses by invoking hardships on the weak. And me personally, I think that is a sucker move. I don't think there's nothing manly about that move, stoners. Remember where they came from. Obviously, they know where they're going. This epidemic is not new. It's just it's new to the camera. That's all. Now, it's not new, but I gotta say, man, it gotta be worse, because without cameras, they were doing the worst. With cameras, they don't care. I'm willing to bet all these cops who's getting caught with cameras, they know the cameras are there. They're not like, oh my, where'd that angle come from? I thought we got all the cameras, Billy. Oh, I guess we didn't. No, they know, stoners. They just don't care, because they know if they get reprimanded, you know what's going to happen? Oh, they get death detail, but they still get paid. They still get their pensions. They still get everything that's just due to them. You know, they just can't do a certain aspect of their job. It's like if you food poison somebody at your job at McDonald's, and they don't fire you, all they do is take you off the grill and put you up front and let you handle the money, you'll be like, whoa, this is the greatest job ever. And people will look at McDonald's like, are you fucking crazy? This person just poisoned somebody. How do you know they won't fuck around and steal something? I don't understand how we have to respect the police officers at such a high standard, but they're not held at the same high standard for their moral behavior. Their morality is so down. They don't care about the human life. And I'm not going to say just black life, because that's been noted. I'm starting to think they don't even care about life. Remember that poor white guy? That guy, he was on his hands and knees begging for his life. He didn't know, even I didn't know what to do. And I was watching the video. Put your hands up, put your hands down, lay on the ground, turn around. Like, what was he, like, he literally didn't, he told that man, I'm getting frustrated here, stoners, I apologize, but he told that man to do 1,001 things. The man did it to the best of his ability because he's scared, but he's listening to confusing obstructions with a goddamn AR rifle pointed at his head. And because he got one thing wrong, he let loose. And I think, stoners, that we need to stop this as a society. Black, white, yellow, purple, green, whatever you are, we need to uprise. And I know you're thinking, oh, BC, you're just a guy behind the microphone. You're going to tell us to uprise, but what are you actually going to do? Hey, man, the Me Too movement started with one girl. Then the other girl got courage. Then the other girl got courage. Now you got Ghostbusters, all woman cast. Now you got Ocean's 8, all woman's cast. Now you got big Hollywood executive losing their goddamn Hollywood shit. Come on. I'm not saying I'm weak or I'm scared. I'm just saying who wants to be the first one? And nobody wants to be Jackie Robinson. Everybody wants to be Barry Bonds. Okay, so I'm just saying, stoners, I'm just saying, I would love to be the idea. I would love to be the person that sparked the idea into the head of the revolutionist, you know, but something has to you have to agree with me on that, though, stoners. Something has to happen. Because this here cannot keep going on. We cannot be losing our brothers and sisters of all creeds and colors and religions to senseless ego trips and power trips, because that's all that these cops are on. They're not protecting or serving anybody when they do things like this. An injustice somewhere is an injustice everywhere, and that's Martin Luther King Jr. I do apologize for that, stoners, but that's also my time. I would love for y'all to follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. And as always, love yourself, love life, and protect yourself, stoners. Stoners unite!